This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Authorities say a German man was arrested after several people were stabbed at a train station near Munich early today. It has all the hallmarks of a terrorist attack, according to Guy Moslin, who reports police interviewed many nearby observers and found the man made some political comments.
Prosecutors say they're investigating witness reports that the man yelled Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is great, but officials also have raised the possibility that the suspected assailant was mentally disturbed.
One victim died in a hospital, three others were wounded. A Muslim student says that she's outraged that classmates have been criticizing her after she spoke out against being misidentified as a girl named Isis Phillips in her high school yearbook. Chaffee Joint Union High School District Superintendent Matt Holton said in comments that aired on KNBC-TV, it's possible that Bayan Zalif was just mistaken for a former student at Los Osos High School named Isis Phillips.
It seems awfully coincidental, but I don't know what actually occurred, and we're going to work through that.
Zalif told reporters at a press conference in Anaheim on Monday that she was upset after seeing her picture misidentified in the Los Osos High School yearbook. Even more upset, she says, by her classmates' reaction to her complaints about it. Tornadoes destroyed homes, overturned vehicles, and stripped the bark from trees as they turned across Oklahoma. Part of a strong series of storms that hit the Plains states yesterday. Bud Ramings with Garvin County Emergency Management.
When you grow up and you know the community and you know the people in the community, it's home for you, and nobody wants to leave home.
And forecaster Roger Edwards says these storms are huge.
There was a tornado that caused casualties in southern Oklahoma between the towns of Woodywood and Sulphur. And at times that tornado was nearly a mile wide.
At least two people were killed by the storms. More on these stories from townhall.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. Call 1-800-936-5348.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says he is willing to step down as chair of this summer's GOP convention if that is the wish of the presumptive nominee Donald Trump.
Ryan tells the Milwaukee Journal it's Trump's decision and he'll do whatever is requested. He also told the newspaper he's ruling out supporting a third-party candidate. The speaker broke with several other GOP leaders last week when he said he wasn't yet ready to endorse Trump. The two are scheduled to sit down behind closed doors here in Washington on Thursday.
As Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. A former FBI agent has pleaded guilty to lying on the stand during the trial of Boston gangster Whitey Bulger. Robert Fitzpatrick pleaded guilty yesterday in federal court in Boston to six counts each of perjury and obstruction of justice. Fitzpatrick had been second in command of the FBI's Boston division and was first witness to Bulger's lawyers, the one that they called during the high-profile trial back in 2013. More of these stories at townhall.com. Police in eastern China have raided two fake jellyfish workshops. Yes, that is a delicacy there. They say more than 10 tons of fake jellyfish is thought to have made its way into local food markets.
The police believe 10 tons of bogus jellyfish made from mixing three chemicals could have been sold at markets in eastern Zhejiang province. Criminals appear motivated by the potential for profit. It costs twice as much to farm a real jellyfish as to make a fake batch. The police have now issued guidelines to help consumers spot the real delicacy, a favorite in summer salads.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow reporting. Coffee and donuts, they're joining together in a $1.3 billion deal. That's how much a coffee giant, Jab Beach, is paying for Krispy Kreme as it takes the North Carolina donut company private, the investment firm already owns Peach Coffee and Tea and also Caribou Coffee. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stool, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, it's great to have you along with us on, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And, bringing to you the truth as best we know how, so that we can make the kind of decisions you want to make based on the facts and the truth of the matter, not on a bunch of opinions, right? Well, with us right now is Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., a publishing company. It's always good to have Bill with us, especially to talk about how crazy this political world is right now. Bill, you and I talked about the last time that we may realize an election where, you know, somebody only garners about 35% of the vote, and more it just seems to be the case. And if there should ever be a third party rise out of this morass of political, you know, whatever you want to call it, it could even be lower than that. What do you think?
Well, there have been third parties in the past, but they've never won an election in the year that they were started. Mm-hmm. One was in 1856, is when the Republican Party was formed, but 4 years later was the 1860 election, and the Democratic Party imploded at the convention and huffed and puffed and left in three different parties.
Wow. There
was the National Democrat Party, the Democrat Union Party, and the Southern Democrat Party, and they had James Buchanan running, and they had Stephen Douglas, and so Lincoln got in with, I think, 39% of the vote.
Mm.
So it was a minority that Lincoln got in by, but it was because of the opposition. It would sort of be like if at the Republican convention they huffed and puffed and left in three parties, then Hillary would get in. But one of the things I've found...
Either that or you get the Republicans huffing and puffing, and then you get the Democrats huffing and puffing, because Bernie Sanders doesn't look like he wants to go off into the sunset very easily either. So, the Democrats have been pointing to the fracturedness of the Republicans, but they themselves have issues of their own, don't they?
Well, they do, and then there's another piece of the puzzle. I ran for Congress three times and have a little experience, and there's more and more something called the October surprise. So elections are first Tuesday in November. And so it's actually in the books now as a planned strategy to have some crises happen the week before the election that disrupts the election process. It is graduated from, having some dirt on your opponent that you release the week before and he doesn't have time to buy advertising and respond. That's sort of a mild version. And the other is the creating of crises.
Mm.
And it's this, and when I ran three times, people may be familiar with the one time it was when John Ashcroft was on the ballot. And they had said, well, gee, the Board of Election just happened to have left off of the voter rolls a lot of names. And so people would go in to vote, and their name wasn't on there. And this caused a whole lot of confusion on election day. And the judge, who happened to have been appointed by a Democrat, said, well, we'll just leave the polls open till midnight. And there was all this confusion, and people lined around the block downtown St. Louis, and then all kinds of reports of people getting paid $20 per vote to go back and vote again and again and again. But in the confusion, there, since people's names weren't on the voter rolls, there was no way to check to see if they were registered voters or not. So basically, there's a whole lot of voter fraud. And this is when John Ashcroft lost to a dead person. Mel Carnahan was the governor who died. People are familiar with how I was in that race. I was in the courtroom when they said, well, we're going to leave the polls open to midnight because this one guy, Mark Odom, went in to vote and his name wasn't on there. Well, find out later the Odom person had died 2 years earlier. This was a fabricated event. So there is something called the October surprise, but that was sort of a milder version. What we see now is Ferguson's, Baltimore's, these orchestrated crises. And so I lived a half an hour from Ferguson. 99% of the people rioting in Ferguson were not from Ferguson.
Exactly.
They were Occupy Wall Street people brought in. And they were advertising in Chicago newspapers, you know, who would organize Missouri for Justice and join this group and get paid thousands of dollars and find out it was financed by a George Soros front group. And they brought people into these liberal churches and trained them how to riot. That's right. Train them how to ride. Poor people don't get the idea of holding hands across an interstate highway. It just sort of doesn't cross their mind.
Right. You know? Exactly. Yeah.
And so, they rioted for. Then the Democrat governor of the state ordered the National Guard to stand down for 3 days so they could do this rioting. Made international news. Afterwards, they said, "Well, you know, this is such an emergency. We need to let the federal government take over our local police department." And then the same people were moved to Baltimore. It was a rent-a-mob, and the Democrat mayor ordered the police to stand down. I knew a guy whose son was on the police department, and his hand got cut up because they told him to hold a barricade but don't fight back. And so they did $1 billion worth of damage. And the response was, our local police departments are inadequate. We need to let the federal government take over our police departments. And so these are were orchestrated crises. And the idea is with, you know, all the other insurgencies of the college, you know, safe space and the hands up, don't shoot and the Black Lives Matter and these different groups. Are we being set up for an Arab Spring? Simultaneous Baltimore's and Ferguson's all across America may be building up to a head before the next election. I hope I'm wrong, but we are bringing lots of Syrian Muslim refugees into America and spreading them out all across the country. And, you know, so there are some lines of convergence that may be coming together here.
And, Bill, you know, the people need to see who's spearheading this. I mean, we talk about Soros, but Soros needs a complicit group of people, excuse me, Democrats, to go along with this and to relinquish their freedoms and cry out to the federal government, the government of everything. It can't do much of anything, you know, like they're going to be the savior. They're the one to start the fire. They're participating and complicit in it. And then they come through the front door and say, hey, we're here to save the day. You know, it's like, wait a minute, you guys helped light the whole thing up. And now you want to come in and be the heroes. And, you know, the rest of America is trying to survive right now. They're not into these little, you know, political games that go on. But, you know, meanwhile, their liberties are being compromised through the whole process.
Right. I wrote a new book. It's called Rise of the Tyrant. And I go through democracies and republics and history and how they rose, how they fell. And some interesting stories. One is 500 years ago in Italy, there were a bunch of city-states. Venice, Genoa, Naples, Florence, Siena, and these city-states had armies and navies and fought. And Machiavelli thought if one prince could control all of Italy, it would stop this infighting. And so he wrote a book called The Prince, where he advocated the ends justifies the means. The end of one prince controlling all of Italy is such a good end, because it would stop this infighting, that any means necessary to get there is justified. So if a prince conquers a city, the people would hate him. But if the prince paid criminals to kill cows and burn barns and create crisis and terror and agitate, then the people would cry out for help. prince would come in and kill the very criminals he bribed. Nobody would know the better for it, and they'd praise the prince as a hero.
Yes.
So it's good marketing. You create the need and fill it. People are on the back of the house that are on fire, then you go on the front of the house, some are fire.
Exactly. Nothing new under the sun, is it, Bill? Hey, Bill, we got to go to break here. Bill Federer is with us. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more from Bill Federer on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10, 2, and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I love the colorful clothes.
touch me.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Don't forget, we're giving away the DVD of the movie Risen. In fact, today they're releasing the electronic version. And then on the 27th, the DVD Blu-ray is going to be released. So your chance to win a free copy, a DVD Blu-ray copy of the movie Risen. All you got to do is send me an email. Say, Martinez, put me in the running for it. And you're there. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That's all it takes. Our conversation with Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, continues. Bill, I wanted to address what you had on your website, AmericanMinute.com. Being the lover of history that I am, of course, you absolutely get me excited when we go back and look back on history, particularly when President Roosevelt, FDR, before his passing, said there was no way that he was going to support a separate Israeli state. He was for the Palestinians. Then he passes, and then Truman comes on the scene, and now we have Israel being recognized. Let's recount that for the folks, if you would, please.
Right. 1850s, the Zionist movement starts actually with Christian preachers going to synagogues saying, hey, there are these scriptures, so you're supposed to be regathered back to your homeland. Henri Dunant, the founder of the International Red Cross, was there at the first Zionist Congress there in Switzerland, and with Theodor Herzl. And so there was this movement, and so in the 1890s, they began to buy land in the Middle East, book over there. World War One starts. The British then take control of the Middle East and give Israel a piece of their land. France gives independence to Lebanon and Syria. And Hitler begins to take over in Germany. And then the Jews are being chased out, and they're fleeing to the Holy Land. And Hitler was going to send the Jews all to the Holy Land from Hungary and in the Czech area. But he meets with the Mufti of Jerusalem, who's considered the father of Yasser Arafat. And the Mufti of Jerusalem says no to Hitler. We don't want the Jews. Kill them. And so that's when Hitler started the Final Solution, set them to the gas chambers. Mm. Anyway, Franklin Roosevelt coins the term United Nations. That's his term. He coined it. And he, in his speech, says we can't let this terrible genocide that went on against the Jews continue. We don't want to let it happen again. We got to come to the rescue of these Jews. He is really championing the Jews, although he did turn aside in the 1930s a ship full of Jewish refugees. But nevertheless, in 1945, February, he meets with Churchill and Stalin at Yalta, and he's feeble. I mean, this is just a couple months before he dies. And he caves and lets Stalin take half of Europe to condemn it to 70 years of communism. And so he should not have been negotiating on behalf of our nation. On his way back, he stops at the USS Quincy and the Suez Canal, and he meets with the king of Saudi Arabia. And supposedly he was going to talk to him about getting help for the Jews to resettle in the Holy Land. Well, this move to this king of Saudi Arabia, I mean, he brings a half dozen goats on deck and slaughters them, you know, to cook a meal for them and everything. And but he is like adamant, no, the Jews are terrible. And FDR is just blindsided. I mean, he doesn't know any history about this area. So he ends up corresponding with the king of Saudi Arabia saying, well, thank you for educating me on the issues there. I wasn't familiar with them. And you can be assured, as long as I'm president, that I will not recognize an independent Jewish state. Well, that was April 7th of 1845. Within a week, FDR finally, he's been sick for a long time, he finally dies. Mm-hmm. And so Harry S. Truman becomes the next president. And what's one of the very first things he does? He follows through and recognizes Israel as an independent state and has the United Nations officially acknowledge it in May of 1948. And so the British had been stopping with their white papers, Jewish immigration there, but because of their oil interests. And but so that is one of the roles that FDR played and Harry S. Truman played in the creation. And so you read Harry S. Truman's speeches. He's like, this terrible genocide that's been happening against the Jews, we want them to have their homeland and they could be secure. And so really deep down underneath of the United Nations was this effort to protect Jews. And well, what happened over the years, Muslim countries joined the United Nations, found there's 57 of them, and they started their own OIC, Organization of Islamic Cooperation. It's sort of like an inner circle of the United Nations.
Right.
And Eleanor Roosevelt helped push through the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as saying you can join a religion, you can leave religion. Women are equal to men. Well, these Muslim countries, 57, OIC, start their own Cairo Declaration of Human Rights that says, no, women are not equal to men, and if you leave Islam, you get killed. This is Sharia law. And so they wanted to stop people from insulting Islam. And so they are using their money and their muscle, and they meet with Hillary Clinton. And it's called an OIC Istanbul process meeting. And she promises them that she's going to help them in their issue of stopping the world from insulting Islam. Well, just for definition purposes, anything that's not Islam insults Islam. The gospel insults Islam. If you're on the street of Saudi Arabia and say Jesus is the way to heaven, they kill you. Think Jerusalem's the capital of Israel insults Islam. So anything that's not Islam insults Islam. And so we see a year before is when a Danish cartoon caused the Muslims to riot. And so they quickly passed through the EU resolution saying you cannot insult Islam. I was recently on an international sunlight broadcasting network, and they said don't say anything against Islam because we're not broadcasting in Europe. They don't have a First Amendment over there. They passed through these laws. So it's in effect you can't insult Islam over there in Europe. And so Hillary sees that there's this crisis, and then they rush through legislation so you don't insult Islam. So shortly after this, Hillary is refusing requests for security at Benghazi, and the troops and the security forces are being pulled out, and our ambassador eventually gets killed. And within 6 hours of him being killed, she sends memos to YouTube and Google saying, censor content insulting Islam. And then she gives speeches. We got to stop people from releasing videos insulting to Islam. And Obama picks up on it. The future doesn't belong to those who insult Islam. And Zbigniew Brzezinski on MSNBC says, you can't yell fire in a movie theater and say that you have First Amendment. You can't say something insulting Islam that causes them to riot and then they kill. And Susan Rice does on her Don't Insult Islam. And then they discover Christopher Stevens' journal where he says, for 6 months, why can't you send me some more security? Then we find out it has nothing to do with this video insulting Islam that was all made up. Yeah. And now there's emails that Hillary sent to her family saying this was a planned event. And then publicly she's saying, oh, it's this video insulting Islam. And so what was happening? The Muslims want to reestablish their Ottoman Empire. They called it an ISIS, an Islamic State, a caliphate. Mm-hmm. And they're gradually pulling the rugs out from all these presidents and kings. And so Obama joins this agenda, and he fires Mubarak in Egypt. He takes out Gaddafi in Libya. I can't get my mind around how our president can simply knock off the leader of a country we're not at war with, but he gets rid of Gaddafi so that they can have democracy. Okay, 2 years have gone by. Who now controls Libya? The Muslim Brotherhood. And so now Hillary, we find out most of the emails that she doesn't want people to see are inventory lists of weapons being moved from Benghazi to Syria and Iraq to arm the Muslim Brotherhood.
Exactly. It's all gun running. It's the same thing they did down south here in Mexico. And it's fast and furious Middle East style, right?
Right. I mean, Woodrow Wilson did the same thing. I mean, he left train car loads of guns along the Mexican border to help his friend Carranza against Emiliano Zapata and, you know, Pancho Villa. And so this was a gun running operation. And so when Russia comes to Assad's rescue, these Muslim Brotherhood types decide that they're going to call themselves ISIS, and they start killing Christians. Then we rush through funding to train good Muslims to fight bad Muslims. As soon as they get armed and trained, they join ISIS. And then our president lets five Muslim generals go from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for a defector so they can go over and lead ISIS. Mm-hmm. And when the president had pulled our troops out, he left all the weapons, and so now they're driving American Humvees and shooting American guns and killing Christians. Yeah. And then Susan Rice has been micromanaging our airstrikes, and so she gives them a week notice so all the Muslim Brotherhood people can get out, so we're bombing empty buildings.
Yeah. How does Susan Rice still have credibility, Bill? To me, she has no credibility whatsoever, but she still is in a very influential and powerful position within this administration. It is galling to me.
Well, it's because we have a powerless Congress to keep our president in check, so the president just sort of does what he wants. But we see, you stand back from the details and look at the picture, it starts to come into focus, and we basically flip sides on the war in terror. We're actually helping the bad guys.
Yeah, go figure. Only in America. Bill Federer, yes, you can go and go to his website, theamericanminute.com, and you can get something every day that's absolutely brilliant, will stimulate your mind, and maybe in some cases might even blow your mind. Bill Federer, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch. Bill, always good to have you with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're putting it all on the line for you, ladies and gentlemen, to do everything we can to get this country back on track. As we insist, it's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. The elites think that it's all about them, but it is time, ladies and gentlemen, that we the people stand up and take this country back. With us right now, because we got to have some fun, and I know it's been rather serious, and I appreciate all the input of Bill Fetter. I mean, the guy's a walking historian, isn't he? You just love that information, but it is, you know, I've never heard anybody really break this down, you know, and I'm talking about Benghazi, just a part of history as to what happened. You know, for so long, there was suspicion that there was gun running going on, and a couple of years ago, it was interesting. They kind of just threw it out there and saying, yeah, we're running guns, you know, to the Syrians. You go, well, hello, that's against the law. And this was part of the stuff that was happening. You talk about an October surprise. If you remember, this is what was happening in 2012, a little bit of October surprise. And, you know, Mitt Romney had a chance to go after the juggler of one President Obama, not once, but twice, even in spite of Candy Crowley's interference in that situation. I just to this day do not understand why Mitt Romney did this. And, of course, here he is, sadly, and I'm disappointed because he knows that a vote against the Republicans is a vote for Hillary, and somehow we've got to get on the other side of the situation to find out what we can agree on in order to do something about the way our government operates and who will lead us over the next 4 years. Well, with us right now, because it's time to lighten things up a little bit, and she does it in her own inimitable style. We're talking about Samantha Mills, the Good News Girl. You can go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com because she's out there scouring, the internet for these viral videos that are capturing everybody's attention as people talking. And we appreciate that she reports on these viral videos every week. Sam, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, it's always good to be here. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're getting down here. We're counting days, hours, seconds here, are we? For the big day?
Oh, yeah. It's not even. Yeah, we're counting days now. It's about 19 days until the big day, and I can't wait.
I am so excited for you. In case you haven't gathered, if you're wondering, okay, she's getting married. And we're just so excited, and unfortunately, I'm going to be with my daughter in Maui during the wedding date. I mean, unless you guys want to get married over there, you guys can make out over there, then we can all be together, huh?
That is a very tempting offer.
I want to just tempt you out a little bit here anyway. Hey, let's talk about these high schoolers in caps and gowns showing excited younger students the right path during the senior walk. What happened here?
I think this is a really cool idea. This has become, maybe something that should be a tradition across the United States. At Van High School in Texas, there's actually about 150 seniors who put on their cap and gowns and walk through the hallways of the school past the elementary school and middle school kids. And it's kind of meant to motivate the kids to be excited about graduation and their education and their future. And when you're looking at the pictures, you can see there's kids, like the children who are sitting there watching the seniors go through the hallways. They're all excited. They're smiling. But then the seniors who are walking through the hallways, you can see that it's boosting their self-esteem and making them really proud of what they've accomplished. And
win-win.
It's a really cool idea.
What a great idea. Who came up with this brilliant concept?
They actually said that they had seen it on social media before. They've seen some other school do it. And then so they decided to do it themselves. And it's gone viral on Facebook and different social media sites. And they've gotten a lot of attention. They said they're absolutely going to make this an annual tradition because, it was just nothing but a positive experience for everybody involved. And, it's something so simple as sitting on your cap and gown and just having that walk. And, I'm sure that will be something that people in elementary school look forward to doing one day.
Well, you love this about, when blessings like that, they always go both ways. For the seniors who are participating in the walk, for the kids that are seeing them, what a terrific idea. And now the opposite you got here is a Princeton professor's resume of failures going viral. Tell us about that.
Okay, so this doesn't sound like good news, but I think it really is. This professor in Princeton, who's been there since 2014, Johann Hofstadter's resume has actually gone viral. And I'm sorry, it's Johann's. But anyway, so the resume's gone viral because he listed the different failures that he's had in his lifetime because he's so outwardly successful that he thinks that people assume that everything has just always gone in his favor, and that's not the case. It's because he fails over and over again that he is able to succeed, kind of like that Michael Jordan quote they used to have. I remember a Michael Jordan quote back in the 90s from a commercial that he did. It was like, I fail over and over, and that's why I succeed.
Right.
And so this professor was like, I just think it's important for people to understand that, I've been rejected from colleges I applied to. I've been rejected for studies that I've applied to or grants that I've applied to. And the only thing that you see outwardly is the success. You don't see what I've done when I failed. And it's kind of meant to put things in perspective for people to see that just because you see somebody be successful doesn't mean they've never failed in their lifetime.
It'll definitely keep you humble. There's no doubt about it. Now, you got a Christian singer's song, Slow Down, goes viral.
Oh, absolutely. So this song, Slow Down, I dare you to try to get through this video without having a few tears. Nicole Nordman wrote a song, Slow Down, and it's had about 18 million views on Facebook already. And She's talking about how she's her children's biggest fan, but she wishes they'd slow down when they're growing up. And she's talking about all the little experiences day to day of being a mom and, you know, just showing videos of her own children and, you know, talking about the little things like them losing a tooth and them coming to her for different things. And just hoping that all those things that, all those little moments of them growing up, she just wants them to slow down a little bit because she said it's going by too fast. And, very sweet song. I suggest anybody take, if you have a box of tissues handy, definitely watch the video.
Well, our kids do grow up so fast, Sam. I'm telling you, you know, I mentioned to you, I'm going to Maui to go see the daughter unit. She is with child. It'll be our ninth grandchild. We're so excited to see her. And I still see this picture. I remember when she was, you know, maybe about a year and a half. She hardly had any hair. She's still a little bald baby girl. And I gave her a little bit of an Oreo. I mean, it was a sliver of an Oreo cookie. And my favorite picture of her was her mother had taken this picture, you know, with that little sliver of Oreo cookie. The Oreo cookie was all over her. She was just encrusted. And it wasn't that much Oreo cookie, you know. But I think it's just the other day, you know. There, I still see her with that Oreo cookie all over her face and her head and her bald head and everything. And, and here she is, you know, she's married and, you know, getting ready to deliver our ninth grandchild. We're just so excited about. So it happens way too fast. Speaking of which, a sweet story here about a son taking his mom to a prom after she missed hers, as a pregnant teen. How touching is this?
I think all these guys are always looking for the perfect prom date, and this young man found his and his mom. Mm. And she was actually a single mom. When she was 17, she was pregnant with him during her senior prom. Her name is Melissa Potter, and she just, you know, she said that she made that decision, and it was worth, you know, when she saw all her friends going to the prom and graduating, and her and her son were living in a homeless shelter during the time that her friends were graduating and going to prom. And her son said that he began thinking about this back in middle school, that he wanted to take his mom to prom. He just thought that it would be something special to share with the woman that raised him and sacrificed so much for him. I mean, she's been a single mom his whole life, and I'm sure she's still very young. And she only stayed for an hour of the prom so he could go and kind of experience the rest of the night with his friends.
Well, bless her heart. What a great story. Got about 30 seconds here, but I want to get in this heartwarming coffee shop proposal to a teenager with Down syndrome. Tell us about that. We've got only about 15 seconds, Sam. Sorry.
Sure. This happened in Wilmington, North Carolina, at a coffee shop called Bo's Coffee Shop. And there was a proposal for a teen with Down syndrome, and he was so excited. He said yes. He said, "I like coffee. I like tea. Will you go to prom with me?" And it was just a very sweet moment.
Oh, that's great. Hey, all these viral videos, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, they're linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
Frequently in pain? Overstressed? Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This report is brought to you by Allegra Allergy. Spring is in the air. Unfortunately for allergy sufferers, so is pollen. Achoo! In fact, more than 60 million Americans suffer from hay fever and other upper respiratory allergies. Allergy symptoms can lead to disruptions in our lives, interfering with everything from sleep to outdoor activities. It's important for allergy sufferers to manage these symptoms so they too can enjoy the sunshine. Allergist and immunologist Dr. Nita Ogden.
Spring can be a tough season for people with allergies, but that doesn't mean they need to suffer through it. I recommend that my patients create an everyday allergy plan to avoid their triggers. For example, checking the pollen forecast in the morning, changing clothes when they get home, and showering before bed. To relieve symptoms, I recommend treatment options that are available over-the-counter at prescription strength.
Allegra Allergy is an over-the-counter antihistamine that starts working in 1 hour, offering adults fast, non-drowsy relief from symptoms like itchy, watery eyes and runny nose. For more information, visit www.allegra.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's our God-given right. Yes. But if you're not going to, claim the right, it falls by the wayside. And, there's people who think they know better. And they'll take over the steering wheel. They're happy to, run your bus aground just as easy as their own. Why not? But, we're protected by our U.S. Constitution, but we've got to stand for it, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't stand for that, then guess what? We start getting all these crazy ideas that have come about. And our next guest, Dr. Gerard Lomero, is an author, a philosopher, economist, and engineer, author of Renewing America and Its Heritage of Freedom, America's Economic War, and Choosing the Good Life. Dr. Lomero, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing fantastically well.
Well, Gerard, look over the landscape of this country. Here we've got, documentation. We have empirical evidence that when this country follows what our founding fathers had intended for us by way of the U.S. Constitution, it goes well with us. But when we abandon these things, we have such conflict, and it's no big surprise that we are so confused right now, because we've let go of so many of the anchoring points that is part of the woof and warp and the foundation of this great country of ours.
That's absolutely true. The Constitution and the Declaration of Independence are probably the two greatest documents, or two of the greatest documents ever written in a political sense. Mm-hmm. They've been our moral compass, and they've been our political compass for 240 years, and they've worked remarkably well.
Well, Dr. Lomero, I've been saying, speaking of Declaration of Independence, I love it because it set out the initial vision of what was going on. What they were, what the founding fathers, what the 13 colonies were moving away from. They had grievances. And I believe we have grievances today, and this is what's setting us up for a second American Revolution. Maybe not to the extent that we had the first time, but nonetheless, a revolution of political thought to get us back on track. And I believe that the opportunity is here for we the people to state the grievances that we have with this dysfunctional bureaucracy that we've been putting up with and paying too much for.
You're absolutely right. And by the way, last year in March 2015, I thought this election was going to be historic. And historic means a very large voter turnout, you know, the greatest possibly in our history of our country. And I went back and studied every major presidential election since 1789. And I found a pattern last year, and I wrote about it in my newest book, just been out a short time, and you know, I found this pattern, and we are in the exact same pattern. The American people get angry with the political parties. They get angry with their leaders for not doing what they really think is morally important and important to preserve their freedom. And there's, if you will, a nonviolent revolution. In 1896, we had the election of William McKinley, and people were really upset. The economy was bad. There was violence in the streets sometimes. There were all sorts of issues that people were very upset with, and they had a major, major election back then with a very high voter turnout. Around 82% of eligible voters voted. And guess what? They got a new president, and the political parties were totally realigned, and I predict the political parties are going to be totally realigned this year as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, you had a lot of changes there, and even though you get an alignment, you get people that are really upset, just like, you know, when we came and dealing with the Civil War with Abraham Lincoln. You know, he had to make some tough choices, and still trying to hold this this new great American experiment together and to hold all the colonies together and the states together. And it ends up costing him his life.
Yeah, most unfortunate. Actually, William McKinley, who was elected in 1896, also died. An anarchist shot him, and that's how Teddy Roosevelt came to power, to the presidency. And so we have had these kind of tumultuous situations in the past, but America can renew itself thanks to a very strong constitution that gives us the ability to change our system, to amend the constitution if we have to, and short of that, in every four years in presidential elections can make a major difference. And I predict this one will be a historic, critical presidential election in which both parties end as we know them and will be reformed and renewed and morphed into some new parties.
Well, my hope is that we're at that point where we the people want to come together and are willing, just as our founding fathers did, we're willing to put it all on the line, their treasure, their all their resources, their honor, in order to get this country back on track. Because elites have run away with this country. It is dysfunctional. I mean, this is the reason why, if you look at the bookends of this election, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, you know, the country has spoken. When you think about all the votes that have gone to outside agents, it is astounding.
Oh, absolutely. People are basically saying that they're fed up with the establishment parties, both the Republican Party and the Democratic parties, interestingly, for slightly different reasons. But both parties are in the crosshairs of the American people, and they're going to change the leadership of those parties, and they're going to change the parties themselves to adopt better policies, to be less corrupt. There's a lot of corruption in various senses, not necessarily all breaking laws, but maybe unethical behavior.
Well, for so long, Dr. Lumero, congressmen were allowed to do insider training, and the ethics committee for the House and the Senate, you know, said, hey, that was acceptable. It was okay to do insider trading. It was okay for these senators and congressmen and women to make an incredible amount of money because they had inside information. You and I do that, and we're still in jail. But they get to make all kinds of money. They come in to, you know, supposedly serve we the people, and, you know, they're like most of us. I mean, they're making a living, some a little bit better than others. But by the time they get out of serving the people with all the pensions and everything else and the money they've been able to take along the way, I mean, they're very wealthy. What's wrong with this thing?
Well, it's a form of corruption, basically.
Yeah.
You know, crony capitalism, same thing. We have, you know, capitalism is a wonderful system. Free markets are wonderful. They let people start new ideas and make them into new businesses. And yet we have others where they, you know, pay lobbyists and things to, you know, advocate for things that help them and maybe shut down the possibility of other new small businesses getting off the ground. Mm-hmm. And so those are all, if you will, either unethical, in some cases maybe over-the-top behavior that the American people want to change. They want a fair slate for everybody. They,
they want justice
for everybody, equal justice under the law is one of our principles, and they're saying so with the rise of Donald Trump. They're saying so with the rise of Bernie Sanders, and they're also rejecting the Clintons. And a lot of the activities they've done that appear to be unethical, we're wondering, you know, were there top secret documents released because of Hillary's way she handled her emails. And on the Republican side, people are saying, gee whiz, why aren't we getting what we want? Nobody wanted Obamacare.
Right.
In poll after poll, I remember being on the radio in March of 2010 and arguing for all the things that would go wrong with our healthcare system if we enacted Obamacare, which was obviously enacted and signed by the president, Obama. And all the things I said were true. In fact, things have been worse than I said.
Exactly.
And the things I predicted, you know, made no sense, and that's why.
Because part of the deal is, Dr. Lomero, you were operating within the boundaries of the law. You said, well, the law could only take us to this point, but they obliterated the law. The president took this all in his own hands, he and the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi said, we got to pass it to find out what's in it, as she giggled to us, and here we are. It's imploding on itself. The co-ops are going out of business. They're bankrupt right now. You know, how far away do you think are we? I mean, or do you think it's inevitable for an Article 5 convention of the states in order to, you know, give enough impetus and sincerity to this problem, you know, which is our government, that we want to fix it, that it's going to really take something, you know, revolutionary as that. What do you think?
Well, I think that this election may determine whether or not there will be an Article 5 convention, because I think this election, if the American people speak out, and they get new people, new blood, new ideas, new principles, and they revise the parties and morph them into something better along the lines of what they want, an Article 5 convention may turn out not to be necessary. But if this approach fails, if this election does not get what the American people want, then I think an Article 5 convention might even be inevitable.
Well, the bureaucracy is so ingrained, the nine-dot paradigm, the dysfunction, the systemic issue is so deep, Dr. Lomero. I think it's going to take something radical as an Article 5 convention for the people, you know, we the people, to take our country back. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. We need to take a stand on this and be willing to fall on our sword. If we're going to really make America truly great again, it's going to be because we the people have deemed it so.
Well, we're going to try one more election. 2010, they changed the House. 2014, they changed the Senate. This year, they're going to change the parties, and they're going to change the president. And maybe that'll be enough. If not, the convention may be not too far off.
Well, put on your crash helmets and your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. You know it's going to be Hillary and Trump. It is going to be a bloody mess. You better hide the kids. Dr. Gerard Lomero has been with us, author, philosopher, economist, and engineer, author of Renewing America. Where can they go for more information and get their hands on your wonderful book, Dr. Lomero?
Well, they can get all the books. GreatNewsForAmerica.com is my new website. It's new.
Wow,
you know,
congratulations.
High tech, you know, really nice. GreatNewsForAmerica.com. They'll love the website. Plenty of free stuff there, and they can buy the books, too, if they like.
Dr. Gerard Lomero on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.